In the meantime, we are joined by the new head football coach at Auburn. He was named Auburn head coach on December 22nd. Overall, he's 76-24 as a head coach. He led the team to a bowl game in every single season that he's been a head coach. He led Boise State to 5 10-win seasons, 7 consecutive bowl appearances, 6 division championships. Auburn is coming off a 6-5 year. They were 3rd in the SEC West. We are joined by Brian Harsin. Brian, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Yeah, War Eagle, and excited to be here and looking forward to our start with our guys and with this staff as we move forward into 2021.
That sounds great. It's great to hear the War Eagle cry. It's great to have you back on the show, Brian. So you and I have spoken a number of times during your time at Boise State. I feel like I have a pretty good sense of what a good thing you had going with the Broncos. So what was it about this opportunity with Auburn that made you feel like you simply could not pass it up?
Yeah, well, you know my feeling about Boise State and the people there and Bronco Nation. But this was one of those opportunities. When I had a phone conversation with Alan Green, the athletic director, the vision for this program, the direction that they wanted to go, the people, and then obviously Auburn University and the opportunity to play in the SEC and the SEC West and a chance to play against the very best. And it really came down to the people and how my wife and I felt about bringing our family to Auburn, Alabama, and being a part of this program and the challenges that are ahead of us, but also the opportunities. And it was a good time for us. I felt good about the things that we had been a part of at Boise State and certainly looking forward to the challenges here at Auburn. And since I've been here, everything has been exactly what I expected. The people, the culture, the community, the players that we've got a chance to be around now, the staff that we're putting together. It's all been exactly what I hoped for, and just excited to be here. And this is a great place, and we're looking forward to the things that we can do here and what we're building.
There's an awful lot of good stuff in that response. He is the head football coach at Auburn, Brian Harsin. You mentioned the SEC West. I mean, it's one thing to join the SEC, but you're not just coaching in the SEC. You are coaching in the SEC West with Bama, with A&M, with Ole Miss. I mean, that's a meat grinder of teams and some of the best coaches in all college football. I think a lot of guys, Brian, might run from that sort of challenge. Why is that something you've decided to embrace and that you wanted to take on?
Well, it's all those teams and coaches you just mentioned. And I think as a competitor, this is the type of opportunity that you look for. And you want to compete against the best. You want to be a part of an opportunity to be the best yourself. And I think for the players here, the coaches that we've hired, that's been the mentality. If you're coming to Auburn, these are the things that we want to achieve. And you have that chance to do that in this league. And no doubt, the competition, the coaching, there's no shortage of greatness when it comes to the teams you're going to play, but that's exactly what you want to be a part of. I think as a competitor, that's what drives you, that's what motivates you, and that was part of the decision in coming to Auburn was to be a part of that and have a chance and an opportunity to develop a program that can go compete with those teams and win those games and be a championship-caliber program consistently.
We're talking to Brian Harsin. He's the head football coach at Auburn. You mentioned the guys that you've hired, the types of players you're looking to bring in. As an example, earlier this month, it was announced that former Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason would join your staff as D coordinator. So how much does he bring to your staff, not just in terms of a defensive scheme, but his experience in that conference too?
Yeah, well, Coach Mason, one, great relationship with him that wasn't even really built through. It was through football, but wasn't about football. And when this opportunity came up, I watched him when he was at Stanford and we were at Boise State, watched him when he was at Vanderbilt as a head coach, got the chance to be around him on some vacation times and build a relationship with his wife and my wife. And so the connection was there, and I've always respected him as a coach, but he brings the experience of being in this league. He brings the defensive knowledge and understanding of what it is that we have to do to be successful. And then the connection piece as far as what we want to do with this team and the culture we want to build. I believe he and I are connected very well when it comes to the type of players and type of culture that we want to build here at Auburn. And since he's been here, it's been nothing but great days and a lot of great energy, very good vibe with the players around him, and then certainly just being able to have a head coach that's been a head coach before, and Mike Bobo, who's been a head coach before. There's some guys you can lean on and some decisions that need to be made as we've moved forward, and those guys have been in those situations. And so it's been a great resource for me as we put this staff together and start building towards the future of this program.
We're talking Auburn football. Brian Harsin, my guest. What about the players themselves? For instance, people who have played for you and been around your programs talk frequently about your ability to develop quarterbacks. Obviously, you play the position, but there are lots of guys who play it but can't teach it. How do you explain your ability to teach that and teach it well? And then what are the priorities you look for in a quarterback?
Well, one, you know, I think you look at the two quarterbacks that are going to play in the Super Bowl, and certainly one, Tom Brady, that absolutely is a difference maker in his belief ability to have guys believe in what he's capable of doing, and you see that with the Bucks. And then Patrick Mahomes, obviously very good, very talented, plays with great energy, and is prepared every single game. I think those are the key ingredients, right? You want to have good players, but in the development phase, it comes down to guys that want to develop and then being able to explain the position to them and coach them and do it consistently every single day. And it's more, not just playing the game. It's more of a lifestyle, I believe, at that position. And the guys that really excel, they know what it takes. They do it consistently. They're extremely disciplined. They're tough players, and they're very focused on what it is they have to do each and every day to create that type of belief, to be that type of player, and to go out there and execute at the level that, you know, teams need from that position to be successful. So it's just a matter of really kind of putting that vision in their head of what it is that they're going to be capable of doing if they do these things, and then finding guys that want that and want to live that lifestyle and be a part of those things in your program.
I love that. I love the point that you just made, that it's more than just a job or an opportunity, but it's actually a lifestyle. I mean, is that one of the great separators? Is that the thing that separates the good from the great, or the great from the very best, that they live it, they approach it as a lifestyle as opposed to just a job or an opportunity?
I think so, Jim. I think it's more about the journey than it is the job. And there's just some people in life, and not just football, but you know when you meet them, all right? They're on a journey. They're always finding ways to improve. They're making people around them better because they just bring that that vibe every single day. And I think at the quarterback position, and really every position, if you're going to be great at something, it is the journey, and it is your self-determination. It is the things that you hold yourself accountable to each and every day. And we all know what it takes, but not everybody's willing to do it, and not everybody's willing to do it consistently. And when you look at a player like Tom Brady, and at his age, 40-plus years old, and still trying to master the position. And that's the beauty of it. It's still, he's played it so long, he's achieved so much, but you see when he plays, he's still trying to master something that at the end of the day is probably not something that anybody can master, but just he's striving for greatness. And to me, that is the lifestyle that you want to have from the people you surround yourself with every day.
Again, a great response. Brian Harsin, my guest. Before I let you go, you and I have talked cars in the past and drag racing. I understand your dad, Dale, he's got a 69 Mustang that ultimately is going to have 800 horsepower under the hood, a 6-speed transmission, and so much more. I mean, 800. Talk to me about that car. How special is that rig going to be when it's done?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's something that he and I, we purchased a couple of years back, and we've always talked about building the car. It's ridiculous the amount of horsepower it has to be on the street there, but if you're going to go big, all right, go big, and that's what we talked about. And to me, it's more about something that he and I have wanted to do together for a long time. I grew up drag racing. I grew up with him every weekend when we went out to the track, and that was something that I always appreciated and enjoyed. And so this was an opportunity for us to build something together, because I have been away from drag racing for a few years. It's in my blood. I think about it every year. And, you know, I always appreciate my dad giving me an opportunity to see first class and to see how details matter. And so this was an idea that he had that I wanted to be a part of, that he's really working on right now, because I'm not there with him, that we will finish together. And, you know, a great relationship with him, and something that symbolizes just how important he is to me and the things that he's allowed me to do growing up, and his support. for the things I've done.
That's the thing, the father-son relationship and that connection and that thing you share. Really quickly, am I reaching, Brian, or when you're building a car or you're drag racing or you're building something that goes that fast, that involves that kind of intricacy, is there any kind of connection between building that thing and the need to build it right and building a program the way you are right now and the need to build that thing right? Maybe it's not life and death, but the process itself, is it similar?
It is similar. I think, number one, just being first class in everything you do and making that a standard, how you treat people, how they feel when they're around you, and the way you do things. That's really your own personal excellence. And then the details, when you're talking about a race car and you're talking about putting yourself behind 2,000 horsepower and taking it down the track, every detail matters. Every bolt on that engine matters. And I think in a program, it's no different. Everything you do, being on time, doing the work necessary, coaches, players, understanding the details of things that you want to accomplish, I think it's all the same. And like I said earlier, I think it goes back to that journey that you're on. Is that what you're about? Are these the things that are important to you? And if they are, you're emphasizing it every day, and you're going to make sure that the people that are a part of what it is you're doing understand that this is the standard and how we do things. And so I don't see it any differently. I learned that a long time ago, and I learned it on the track and from my dad, and I don't see that any different as we put this program at Auburn together and try to build this team and this staff the right way, and that'll be through the details that I've learned a long time ago.
Clearly, the standard is the standard, and this is the next stop in a journey. Brian Harsin is the head football coach at Auburn. Brian, I appreciate you very much, and this is an interview that I would definitely listen to again myself. Thanks so much for doing that, Brian. I know we'll do it again soon.
All right, Jim. Appreciate you. War Eagle.
Appreciate you. War Eagle. I love that cry. The War Eagle cry. Back in the jungle. That was such an impressive interview, and not at all hard to understand how he's had success everywhere he's been. Not at all hard to understand that he is 76-24 overall as a head coach, the run that he had at Boise State. Not at all hard to understand how he parlayed that into a great opportunity at Auburn. And remember, the last two head coaches at Auburn led that program to the national championship game. So you know what the upside is. You know what that represents. Also remember, at the same time, those last two head coaches were let go from that job. So there is a lot of pressure. And just getting to a championship game does not guarantee you a job for life. He knows this. He understands this.